Chapter 2.
Holy shit.
Norma gasped. Well, that's our cue to get the fuck back in the van. Because the only thing worse than whatever the fuck the maniac has planned is all the people who are about to lose their fucking minds in a total panic.
What do you think he meant?
Penumbra called as she floated across the street toward our van.
That we won't be able to help ourselves and we'll end up just killing each other?
Well, I don't think he meant that would happen through panic alone, I said, and then opened the front door of the van. But that sure as hell isn't going to help anything.
I can give you the most direct route back to the mansion.
Yep, let's do it. As soon as we were all inside the van, I pulled out onto the street and started down the road that ran parallel to the park. People had already started to run across the street like they'd forgotten how to look both ways. But I managed to drive around them so I didn't have to slow down.
Where are they all running to? Anywhere but here. I don't know where they think they're safe unless they have an underground bunker hidden somewhere. Didn't they just see the same explosions that we did? Maybe they didn't believe it. They might think it was fake footage.
They should know the maniac better than to think that he would just fake something like that, but we might as well double-check that. Eileen?
I've already tapped into the security cameras closest to the bridges and reviewed the footage from the last few minutes.
My robotic assistant interrupted.
The bridges are destroyed.
So the maniac really wasn't kidding. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but shit, this is bad.
Elizabeth said from the front passenger seat. I glanced over at my girlfriend and saw that she had a death grip on the door handle. So all the muscles in her arms stood out as she tightened and released her grasp on the door. She looked like she wanted to punch somebody, but since the maniac hadn't bothered to show up in person yet, she had to take her aggression out on something else. You're going to rip that thing off if you keep squeezing it that hard. Elizabeth immediately released her grip, but the handle was already crumpled.
Oops.
I couldn't blame her for it. As I turned onto the next road where Eileen directed me, I saw that the citizens of Grayville were doing exactly what the maniac had expected them to. Minus the whole part about how they would rip each other's skin off, but I figured that was more of a grand finale act than an opening number. No one had actually started to loot any stores yet, but that was surely only just a matter of time. Instead, people ran for their cars or just ran down the street like their feet would somehow propel them across the Ashen River, even if their cars couldn't. Two cars rammed into each other up ahead in their eagerness to drive, well, somewhere else, since it wasn't like they could really go anywhere except in circles around the city. Both drivers jumped out of their cars and started to yell at each other, so they completely missed the third car as it headed right for them. They must have heard the squeal of the tires at the last second because both drivers dove out of the way just in time. But their cars didn't fare so well. The third driver plowed through both of them and then just kept going like nothing had happened.
Take the next right,
Eileen said.
Oh, yeah. Let's leave this mess behind us,
Penumbra said.
There are more traffic accidents up ahead,
Eileen said.
But I will guide you around the worst of them.
Well, isn't that sweet? I smirked.
Don't they know that this is exactly what the maniac wanted? For everyone to panic and look out for only themselves? Don't they know that now, when he carries out the rest of the plan, they'll all be too divided to stand up to him?
Oh, I don't think they got that far along in their thoughts. I think they heard what the maniac said, watched the bridges blow up, and then just went primal.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Elizabeth frowned and blew a stray wave of black hair out of her face. Not everyone can be as selfless as you. Most people only think about themselves, not anybody else around them.
So, do we have any ideas about what the maniac meant? You know, about his whole plan of mass chaos and destruction and everything?
It must be some sort of mind control, or else some kind of poison. That's the only thing that could affect an entire population.
Maybe he found some nanobots of his own.
No, the maniac wouldn't just copy something that Mayhem did first. He would never do something that had already been done before, especially not in his own city.
He does like a spectacle, so that means mind control nanobots are probably out.
Take the next left.
Eileen chimed in.
Isn't this where we turn right to go to the mansion?
That road is currently occupied by news vans who are all rushing to the scene of the bridge.
The AI system replied.
A left turn will allow you to go around and arrive home faster.
I followed my AI system's instructions, but I could guess the rest of the route that I was supposed to take. It would only take a few extra minutes, and it would be worth it if I could avoid the rush of news vans who were all headed to see what Eileen had already confirmed for me. We'll talk about it more at home.
Yeah, I'll definitely feel safer behind all of Norma's security measures. That's one way to put it. Didn't you just put in a guillotine based on Norma's designs? Well, that's really just a last line of defense.
My mousy assistant said with a little blush. A very dramatic one. I teased. When I finally pulled into the driveway of my Grayville mansion, I glanced around the lawn, like the maniac might pop out from behind the bushes. But everything was just as we had left it. I'd known that it would be, thanks to Eileen's monitoring and all of Norma's security measures, but I knew that he had a personal vendetta against me, so I wouldn't have been surprised if he had tried a more personal attack. Then again, the maniac might be unhinged, but he also wouldn't just lash out without a plan. So even though he hadn't struck at me personally yet, it had to be just a matter of time before he did. I suddenly wondered if the timing of the maniac's broadcasted message was just a coincidence, or if he had somehow been watching our fight in the park, so he could wait until we were all finished, just to be sure that we got his message.
Miles, something wrong?
Well, nothing I can't figure out, I said with a shrug. I turned the engine off, grabbed my helmet where I had set it down between Elizabeth and me, and then hopped out of the van. My muscles groaned as I walked up the front steps, but it was nothing that a stiff drink couldn't fix. Before I could even open the door, Eileen opened it for me. We hadn't quite perfected her skin yet, but she wore the latest version on top of her chrome body. So when she opened the door, my robotic assistant looked like every man and woman's wet dream. Her pale skin was accented by her warm blue eyes and dirty blonde hair, and as she fluttered her long eyelashes at me, I let my gaze wander down past her full breasts to her impossibly slender waist before her chrome underbody flared back out into broad hips. Of course, Eileen hadn't put on actual clothes to greet us at the door, so instead she only wore black lingerie and a loose silk robe that, well, didn't really conceal much of anything. Remind me to talk to you about some clothes.
I understand the human custom of clothing, Creator.
Eileen replied as she let us into the mansion.
But I also understand that the sight of me in these clothes would please you the most, so that is why I wore only them and nothing else.
Well, you are not wrong about that, I said with a grin, and then I followed the women past the foyer into the main living room of the mansion. All the screens that we had set up in the living room were turned on, but by now, the maniac's hacked feed had disappeared, and instead, it was just one breaking news headline after another. Most of the channels just showed news anchors at their desks, but a few field reporters had managed against all the traffic and actually arrived at the site of some of the bombed bridges. Thanks for getting all of this pulled up, I told Eileen.
The maniac released his control over the channels after the third bridge exploded, so I knew that you would want to see the news as soon as you came inside.
My robotic assistant replied.
I have also begun to prepare snacks, since you should all be hungry after your exertions in the park.
Hell yes! I'll come and help you finish up.
As Eileen and Norma headed into the kitchen, I set my helmet down on the coffee table and then sank down into the couch. I wanted to change out of my suit and get cleaned up, but at the moment, I was more interested in what I could learn from the news coverage about the maniac's latest plot. Penumbra and Elizabeth followed my lead, so they didn't bother to change clothes, and instead just both sat down on either side of me. Elizabeth sat so close that her hip pressed up against mine, and when I stretched my arms out to rest them along the back of the couch, Penumbra took the opportunity to nestle a little closer to me, too.
We are still waiting on a statement from the mayor,
a sweaty anchor said on one channel. But so far, no one has been able to track him down. Some have speculated that he might already have left Greyville, but, switch the speaker to the next channel, I called. Even though her body was still in the kitchen, Eileen switched the sound input to the next station. That was just one of the things that I loved so much about my AI system. Her consciousness wasn't limited to a physical body, and that was why she always seemed to be everywhere at once. Her mind was technically stored in the servers of my cellar back in Pinnacle City, but she was backed up across several clouds, and she could multitask however many items that I needed her to.
As you can see, the bridge has been entirely destroyed,
a field reporter said as he gestured to the exploded bridge behind him.
Experts believe it was the work of at least one bomb, if not...
No shit, I said with a roll of my eyes. Why is everyone so fucking dumb?
Next.
There have already been reports of increased supervillain attacks,
a red-haired reporter said on the next station.
Just this afternoon, Harpy and Vulture terrorized crowds who were out to enjoy a rare sunny day here in Greyville. But reports are now coming in that both those supervillains may be dead.
Keep the sound on this one.
Do you think anybody saw us?
Penumbra asked as she pressed her hip more against mine.
I hope not,
Elizabeth said, and she placed a firm hand on my thigh. My girlfriend wasn't exactly the jealous type, but she still liked everyone to know that she was mine first, so they would all have to get in line behind her. Well, if it made her feel better, then I sure as hell didn't mind if she wanted to stroke her hand up the inside of my leg, even if I was still in my supersuit.
You, hope not? We're already on Maniac's radar, so it's probably best if we don't draw any more attention to ourselves than we have to.
That's a fair point, but I have to disagree with you on that one.
Oh, really?
Elizabeth arched one of her jet-black eyebrows at me, and when she fixed me with her turquoise stare, I thought that I might actually change my mind for a second. Yeah, really. Like you said, the Maniac already has a target on our backs because of what we did to the Shadow Knight, so there's no point in trying to stay hidden. Sure, we can keep some tricks up our sleeves, but we're not just going to hide out in our mansion.
I definitely didn't say that we should hide out. I just thought we might not want our faces plastered all over the news. Witnesses say that four figures were seen fleeing from the park just a few minutes ago,
the redhead on the screen continued.
And a bystander found Harpy and Vulture in the park just afterwards, along with the supervillain Swallow a little further away. But when they were found, all three villains were already dead. Why do they have to say that we were fleeing?
Norma grumbled as she carried in a plate of sandwiches and finger foods.
That makes it sound like we're guilty of something.
Reporters always think that everybody is guilty until proven otherwise, I said as I reached for a roast beef sandwich on two thick slices of sourdough bread. And half the time they believe you're guilty even if you can prove otherwise.
I'm getting reports of another supervillain on a rampage now,
the redhead said as she tilted her head to the side as she listened to the voice in her earpiece.
It looks like it might be... Hold on, there seems to be some confusion. Is it just looters or is it a villain?
Eileen strolled back into the room with a mountain of pasta in one hand and a stack of plates in her other hand. You didn't think the sandwiches were enough?
I had extra time,
Eileen said.
And there were plenty of ingredients.
I'll take some of that. I'm starving.
As all the women except for Eileen loaded down their plates with food, I took another bite of my sandwich and leaned forward to hear what the redhead was trying to say.
Apologies for the mixed information. We've got a lot of confusion on the lines right now, but there does, in fact, seem to be a supervillain downtown who has so far torched two city streets and is now on his way toward another. However, there are also reports that looters have already begun to...
I wonder what the Maniac's time frame is, I said as I tuned out the rest of the reporter's words. He obviously wants people to panic, but I have a feeling that he wants them to really feel their desperation before he actually carries out whatever his plan is.
But he has to know that he can't wait too long, right? Because if he waits too long, we'll be able to stop him.
Oh, we'll be able to stop him either way. The only question is how many civilians are going to die in the meantime.
Ugh, that guy really gives me the creeps,
Penumbra said with a shudder.
He's just so pale and pointy and like, I don't know... He's just creepy.
Well, he does really like to crucify his victims. Or peel their flesh off. So, yeah, I think creepy is probably an appropriate word.
I don't know how the Shadow Knight ever defended him. Like, he totally had a chance to kill him before, and he never did. He was just too protective of whatever sick game they like to play with each other. And that's exactly why the Maniac kept killing all of Slade's Silver Squires. None of them had to die, but Slade was too obsessed with the Maniac to ever put a stop to it.
Sooner or later, the Maniac will figure out that I only play by my own rules, I said with a shrug. In fact, I'm pretty sure that he already knows that.
What do you mean?
Norma asked as she set her plate of pasta down. Well, we were talking about it earlier. How coordinated the attacks have seemed lately. How unusual it is for Harpy and Vulture to work together. All that sort of thing. Plus, there's also the little fun fact that the Maniac waited until we left the park to broadcast his warning.
So you think... what, that he's watching us or something?
Penumbra's pale blue eyes widened.
And that he's behind all the recent supervillain attacks? That would make sense, I guess.
I think he's definitely given some encouragement in that department. And yes, I do think he's probably been watching us. Because if he can hack into the TV feed for every channel, oh, then he can probably use the CCTV cameras around the city to watch us.
Like I said, ugh, creepy.
He knows we killed the Shadow Knight, and now he wants to try to get us to dance to his little tune.
A fat chance. I'd like to see him try to take all of us on at once.
I know we want to kill him as soon as possible. Just like I know, we need to figure out what his plan is and what his timeline for it is. But if there's one thing that we do know about the Maniac, he isn't stupid, and he definitely isn't unprepared. If I had mentioned how we would kill a supervillain even just a few weeks ago, I might have been met with a roomful of confused or even angry expressions. But the last few weeks in Greyville had done a lot to change Elizabeth and Penumbra's ideas about justice. So now, they saw things the same way that I did. Eileen had always agreed with me from the very beginning, but then I had designed her brain. So even though her mind continued to evolve organically, she would always agree with me whenever it came to an argument or a decision, because really, I had designed her to be a perfect complement to myself.
Did the Shadow Knight ever talk about what the Maniac's superpower was?
Norma asked Penumbra.
He never really trusted me enough to talk about anything like that,
the blonde superheroine said, with a shrug.
So if he knew what the Maniac's power was, he never told me.
What do you mean by if he knew? I demanded. Before Penumbra could answer, Elizabeth's phone rang. She dug it out of her suit, glanced at the number, and then looked up at me with a little wrinkle between her two dark eyebrows.
It's Clifford.
The warden dog?
The warden who can shapeshift into a dog, yes.
Elizabeth said with a roll of her eyes. Oh? Go ahead and answer. I'm curious if he's calling about official warden business or not. Elizabeth nodded and held the phone up to her ear.
This is Dynamo,
she said as her posture straightened on the couch. Put it on speaker, I whispered. As soon as she did, my girlfriend set the phone down on the coffee table so we could all hear Clifford.
Hey, I can't talk long, but I wanted to warn you before they call me back in there.
Warn me about what?
That the wardens are coming.
Right now?
No, not right away. They've been arguing about timing, but all they've been able to agree on so far is that they have to go to Greyville because of... well, you know.
The Maniac.
Yeah, we heard about the bridges and everything almost right after it happened.
Word really travels fast. So, what are they waiting for? A written invitation from the Shadow Knight? Because in case they missed that little bit of news, he's dead.
No, that's not it at all. They're just waiting on money from the mayor before they go to Greyville.
You mean they're waiting on money before they come help the innocent civilians of Greyville who have been trapped here by a bloodthirsty psychopath?
Yeah?
Of course it's about money, I said with a roll of my eyes. After all, that was the only thing the wardens gave a shit about. Well, that and how many likes and views they got on their goddamn Supergram accounts. The more followers they got, the more sponsorship deals they could receive, and all of that just meant more money. Not that I had anything against money, since I happened to be a self-made billionaire. But I didn't go around and pretend to be all good and noble like the wardens did. And I also killed the supervillains that I caught, so they couldn't go out and kill civilians again. So the whole cycle would then just start over.
They will eventually go to Greyville, one way or another. Even if the mayor won't fund their trip, they'll still end up going. There's just too much of a chance for them to, help people. So they can't just stand by and let the maniac kill a whole city.
Well, they definitely could help evacuate people. So if they want to...
Oh, sorry. I didn't call to just tell you that they're coming to Greyville. I called to say that when the wardens do come, Optimo has already said that we're going to round up you and Miles and the floaty chick. And basically anyone else associated with Miles.
What the fuck?!
My superpowered girlfriend jumped to her feet like she could take a swing at Optimo right there. But then she sank back down onto the couch.
Are you serious? This is the floaty chick, by the way. Is Optimo really more concerned about Miles than he is about the fucking maniac?
Yeah. That's why I called. It doesn't make sense. Not when you and Miles have been doing so much to help Greyville. I don't know if you really have to kill everybody when you could just arrest them, but... I don't know. I don't think that means we should lock you up.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know, Clifford. I know that couldn't have been an easy decision.
Well, I couldn't just... Oh, shit. I gotta go.
Let us know if you find out anything else about when they're coming, okay?
Yep, talk later.
Clifford said, and then immediately hung up.
Fuck. Well, that certainly complicates things.
We were on a timeline anyway. I said with a shrug. Now there's just two factors that we don't know enough about. One, when the maniac's plan will take effect, and two, when the wardens will come to Greyville.
Shouldn't we be worried about that?
Elizabeth asked. Oh, you're welcome to worry about it if it makes you feel better. But that won't really help us. And it doesn't really change our plans.
And our plans are... what, exactly?
To stop and kill the maniac before the wardens come, and before the maniac can carry out his plan.
Eileen chimed in.
And since we don't know when either of those things are going to happen, at least not yet, I guess the idea is to just do everything as soon as possible. Yes, yeah, sooner rather than later sounds good. How long do you think we've got, Miles, if you had to guess?
Well, think about it this way. Who do we need to be more concerned about, the wardens or maniac?
Well, since the maniac likes to, you know, crucify people and shit, I probably have to say that we should be more concerned about him. Plus, the worst thing that the wardens would do is just to throw us into jail, and even then, Miles' lawyers would get us out in a heartbeat.
Definitely. One of the perks of being a billionaire.
One of many.
Elizabeth said with a smirk. By the way, what Norma said is probably true for the rest of us, but I don't know if you would be quite so lucky, Elizabeth. Remember the deal that Shadow Knight made with Optimo? Before we, offed him, of course.
Yeah, that Slade was going to hand me over to Optimo like some sort of fucking prize. God, bastard.
So while the rest of us might get tossed into jail, I can't guarantee the same fate for you. Optimo might have something else in mind.
What a dick.
It's all right. We'd never let him get that far anyway. My point is that if we take out the maniac first, then the wardens would have no reason to come to Greyville. And they definitely couldn't just waltz in and arrest the people who just saved all the citizens here.
Besides, the wardens would probably wait until about half the city was dead before they came anyway. That way, there could be plenty of coverage about how bad the situation was, and then they could swoop in and save the day. It wasn't that long ago that I would have said you were crazy for thinking that. But now I know you're right. They don't care about any collateral damage as long as they look good for the cameras.
Yup. I said with a grin at the fact that I had won all these women over to my point of view. But like I said, we won't have to worry about them yet, as long as we take out the maniac first.
But how are we supposed to do that when we don't know when he's going to strike, or where or how?
Ah, I'm so glad you asked. The good thing about the maniac is that just because we don't know what his superpower is, that doesn't mean we don't know anything about him.
Well, we know he likes to put on a show when he kills, so it'll definitely be something big.
Right. And we also know that he likes to play games. So he won't carry out his plan until he makes sure that we know more about it.
What do you mean?
Well, the maniac will give us just enough information that we'll know what's going to happen, but not enough that we would be able to do anything about it, or that we'd be able to stop it. Or at least, that's what he'll think.
I guess he does like to taunt his enemies before he actually kills them. So it makes sense that he would want us to know a little more about his plan before he actually carries it out. So what? We just have to wait around until that asshole contacts us? You know it's not really my style to just wait around.
I know, but don't worry. I have a feeling we won't have to wait very long at all.
Will you contact Beacon about any of this?
Eileen asked. Yeah, we should give him a call, just so he has a heads up about everything that's happening.
Do you think we'll need him?
It can't hurt to have him as backup. He's probably so busy with Slade Industries.
Soon to be a subsidiary of Nelson Enterprises.
Eileen interrupted.
Once the last of the paperwork goes through.
Right. So he probably has his hands full with that, but I'm sure he'd like to know what's going on. Especially since I'm sure he's seen the news by now. I pulled out my phone, called Beacon, and put it on speaker. It only rang once before the young superhero answered.
Miles!
Beacon said.
I'm so glad to hear from you. I just got out of a meeting and it's all over the TV.
You're being careful, aren't you? You're watching your surroundings and everything. I don't want the maniac to do anything to you since you're not with the rest of us.
I'm being careful, yes. I've taken every precaution since Miles killed Shadow Knight because, well, for this reason. You said the maniac would come after us at some point, Miles.
And apparently that time is now.
What do you need me to do? I can come to the mansion if you need me now, or I can...
No, you're fine where you are. How are things going with the company?
It's overwhelming, but it's good. Julian has been a really big help, and we've just about sorted through the mess that Slade left behind.
And the investors?
We're starting to restore their confidence in us, especially since they got word that you bought the company. Your success with your own company has been very reassuring to them.
Good. That's what I thought. I said with a smirk. I'm glad Julian has been helpful.
Definitely. He knows so much about Slade's business and just running a business in general, so he's really been a lifesaver. I actually think I might start to get the hang of all of this.
I wouldn't have handed control of the company over to you if I didn't think you could handle it. So it's good that you've started to feel that way yourself.
So, you don't need me?
Beacon asked, but he sounded a little disappointed. All right, now I need you to be Adrian, who runs Nelson Enterprises. But if I need you to be Beacon, then I'll let you know. Just make sure you always keep your phone on you.
I will, I promise. I'm around whenever you guys need me, so just let me know how I can help.
We will. Talk soon. After I ended the call, I leaned back on the couch and thought for a minute. Penumbra and Norma had started to talk about Beacon. Eileen stared off into space as her consciousness ran a dozen different programs at once, and Elizabeth seemed lost in her own thoughts, so it gave me a chance to plan for a moment. I firmly believed that the maniac would contact us soon, since otherwise there was no point to this little game of his. It would be much less satisfying for him to win if he was the only one who knew the rules, and I knew that for him the anticipation was almost better than the climax. But while we waited to learn more about the maniac's plans against Greyville, I needed to prioritize our preparations to deal with him. I had more work than I knew what to do with in the basement, so it was really just a matter of triage to decide what could wait and what needed immediate attention. The skin sample from Harpy, for example, could wait to be examined, because as much as I wanted to know what material the spikes were made of, it wasn't essential that I figure it out before we fought the maniac. It could be a nice bonus, but even if Eileen figured it out while we were doing something else, it would take time to replicate it and find the best way to use it in my own supersuits. So, until we knew exactly how much time we had, that might have to be put on the back burner. Then there were all our different methods of transportation and the upgrades that I needed to finish with those. There was Norma's plane glider that we had stolen the plans for from Dan Slade, but I had wanted to replicate it into a bigger model. I had taken plenty of material from the Shadow Knight's wrecked vehicles, so I should be able to recycle it into something new and better. And the first thing that had come to mind was a plane glider that could hold 4 people. Sure, Penumbra could fly herself pretty much anywhere, just like she could lighten our mass and float us right along with her, but I always wanted to be prepared, just in case she was ever injured or knocked unconscious. and I figured that it was pretty much impossible to have too many planes. I had completed the model itself during the last week, but at the moment, it still didn't have any kind of firepower. It could carry four of us, but if we wanted to shoot at all, then we would have to use our own weapons instead of any kind of weapons on the plane itself. So that was definitely something that I wanted to spend some time with. But most of all, there were half a dozen improvements to all of our suits that I had in mind, and I would really like a chance to work on those at some point, before we went up against the maniac. I wanted to work on our masks to try to incorporate some kind of mesh against any future gas attacks, so we wouldn't be knocked out the way that Shadow Knight had been able to knock out Dynamo during our fight. Of course, our masks were just one thing that I wanted to improve, but there was plenty of other shit to keep me busy. I technically had wrist blades installed in my gauntlets, but the pressure sensitivity wasn't quite right, so I really had to press down if I wanted to activate them. And in the middle of a fight, it would be much easier if I could just punch somebody and let the wrist blades flip out with the pressure for a little extra damage. Actually, maybe I should make the blades come out of the knuckles of my gloves, or I could just make them come out of both places to make sure that I had all of my bases covered.
Creator.
Eileen purred into my ear as she bent over the couch beside me.
I detect another breach in the security cameras by the lake.
Shit. He really didn't waste any time, did he?
I've just gotten word on some breaking news.
The red-haired reporter on TV said.
It seems that someone has kidnapped all those aboard a yacht who were just out for a party and now... No ransom demands have been made, but authorities expect that this may turn into a standard hostage situation. No word on who is responsible yet. Although...
Oh, I've got an idea of who's responsible. Well, looks like the maniac has decided to start his little game with us sooner rather than later.